The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Land Jr. Mark Davila. Welcome to Minnesota.
What?
You heard me.
We don't live in Minnesota.
It's a Minnesota. Minnesota.
Minnesota. That'd be a tiny state.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's a small state?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Small state in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think we should make all the county states and then make kids memorize it.
Oh, my God. test this week will be our 8,000 states of the country. I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck, I failed. Let's fuck it.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of counties.
I guess.
In this world.
Well, I am the county clerk. I know most of them.
You know, you should run for county clerk.
I don't know what that is. What the fuck that even does, that position.
They run a fishing license and permits.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
Stuff like that.
Because I hate hunters and people who hunt and people who fish. I hate them. So I would give no one licenses. Like, oh, I'd like to renew my hunting license. Ooh, not this time. Maybe next season.
How do you hate
fishing? I hate? Easy.
How do you hate a fisherman?
I don't know. I just do. If I hear them talking about shit, talking about you going fishing or hunting, I fucking hate you.
Who talks about fishing?
I'm sure people do. What, no one's ever talked about fishing ever?
Never in the history of the world.
Well, then that's why I hate them. They don't talk about it enough. I don't need reasons to hate. I just do.
Yeah. So recently I saw the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
Apparently it was a book.
You saw a book or a movie?
Oh, no, I saw the movie.
I thought I saw a movie. Apparently, it was a book.
I've been informed.
I got confused.
I've been informed it was made. It was
this movie sucks. Oh, yeah. All of his words.
I was informed it was a book first.
Okay.
And then
okay.
They did a smart thing. They got the writer to write and direct it. The writer of the book to write and direct it.
All right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you want to hear him? A lot of times they do books for a movie.
They change it so much.
Then they talk to the author and then he starts bitching. Like, oh.
You believe this asshole? What if he does it this time? He starts bitching again. So, tell me about this new movie. Oh, it fucking sucked. Nothing like the book.
That's why that old dude who wrote Catcher in the Rye, I think, is he dead now? I don't know.
No idea.
He never let him get the rights to the book. He's like, nope. Fuck off.
Well, if he's dead now, then they can get the rights from his
J.D.
estate.
J.D. Salinger.
Yeah.
Not if he left it in his will that he never wants it sold.
No, don't say fuck you. You're dead, old man.
No, you can't.
Wills don't mean shit.
They actually do.
Nope.
Yeah, they do.
Look at Will Smith. Fucking hate him.
Yeah, he Will Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyways, so Perks of Being a Wallflower, it's a fantasy film.
Would it take place in space?
No, it was about a guy who had lots of friends.
That is a fantasy.
It was a guy who didn't have any friends who made lots of friends.
Oh, he turned it around.
And even more than that, he was a freshman, and he made friends with the seniors in the class.
Oh, because he was so cool?
And the
fuck
seniors,
him.
You know, a lot of seniors weren't very open to him. They bullied him a little bit, but...
Fuck this guy, hate him.
There's this group...
Nah, he's cool now.
...group of seniors who liked him, and he was a nice guy. A wallflower.
Did he get any pussy, or how'd that go?
Yeah, he did. Let me tell you something. As a guy who was a wallflower...
He might have all been in space.
...when he was a kid...
And as an adult.
There was no old people coming around... And also...
Your grandpa.
He's at the dance. He's standing by the wall.
Hence the term wallflower, yes.
As a wallflower, I didn't go to dances. I stayed home.
Yeah, why am I going to go to a fucking dance...
Subject myself to
and be reminded that I don't have any friends and that no one likes me? I need that huge reminder. Oh, look, everyone's enjoying themselves. Everyone's having a great time. I'm not. That's called life. It's bad enough. Please...
And then
bullshit
in the movie, you know, he liked this one girl played by Harry Potter girl.
Played by Harry Potter. He's gay?
Played by the Harry girl from Harry Potter.
The Harry girl from Harry Potter. Yeah. They showed her bush?
I've seen her bush, and she had an upskirt a couple years ago.
Huh, that's hot.
Emma Watson. Anyhow, so he's like, he's with the friend, and of course he's still in love with the other girl. Like, dude, take what you can fucking get.
Yeah, really.
This girl, the girl's all into him, and he's like, eh.
Nah, not interested. What do you want to fuck?
Oh, this other girl doesn't like me.
No deal.
You know.
Yeah, let's add a little bit of reality. Even though he doesn't like her that much, he's still going to have sex with her and stick with her a little bit. And listen, you try and get the other girl too. And if you can get her, all right, upgrade. No, I'll switch.
No, because...
Until then, no, I got this. No, I'd rather have nothing.
No, because you always think that you got to choose because... Because
you don't.
It's like if you know a group of sisters. And you think, like, well, I got to choose one because if I fail on one, you got to choose wisely, my friend.
Yeah, well,
because
that's...
If you get it's almost the same. Because if you get rejected by one, you can't just like, oh, how about you? Oh, how about you? How about you, Tim? All your sisters rejected me.
Yeah, let's move on to the brothers.
Yeah. And the same thing with friends. You can't just keep asking them out. So you go...
Choose
one, like, all right, here
we
go.
Wait. I think you could choose multiple... If you let a little bit of time lapse in between, you can't just, hey, you want to go out? No? Hey, you want to get your sister, bring her in the room? No. You wait like a few months and kind of hang around and be a cool guy.
Did he ask you out too? Yeah, he asked me out like 2 months ago.
Nah, see?
To the day.
No, because they would have known already.
He's looking, you're looking at your watch. No.
Man, you're staring at your watch for a really long time. I would have looked at a calendar. That would have helped me more.
I got one of those timers on my watch. It's like one of those... I used to have the,
how many minutes is 2 months?
Iron Man watch. You ever have one of those?
An Iron Man Indiglo? Watch? Like the superhero?
No, it's the Iron Man competition. They used to sell the watches.
No.
You could go 50 meters underwater, wherever the fuck that is. I don't know.
I can't swim, and I can't hold my breath
that
long.
For all I know. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck 50 meters
I'm
gonna is.
I'm going to fucking dive down 50
and
meters.
I don't know the English system. And... It had Indiglo, which was always sweet.
I had an Indiglo watch.
Those were nice. And I spent most of my time putting the glow on and not caring what time it was.
You'd think that glow battery or whatever light would wear out. You know, like all this, at one point, you go to turn on your light and like, shit, it's fucking gone. I don't know what time it is in the dark.
You'd think about all those times you wasted not seeing what time it is, just playing with the light.
Yeah.
Then, now when you need it, like, shit, I'm going to be late. What time is it? I don't know.
Good thing is, when I was a kid, didn't really need to be anywhere, so it really didn't matter
what
time it was.
Days.
I know. Please tell me about it.
I mean, other than school, what else did you have?
And it's not like I needed to keep track because I had parents. They knew when I had to fucking like, aren't you supposed to be in school? You were supposed to be in school like 4 hours ago. Ah, turns out my watch broke, so I stayed home. No, they stayed on top of that shit.
Most of the time.
Well, mine did. Yours didn't really care about you.
I don't know. I would say most. I didn't say
most. Most. Not all, but most.
So anyways, the movie's all right. But those movies always get me really depressed. Like when I saw A Girl Next Door.
Oh, my God. Even though, I don't know why. What, the girl fucked a fucking whore? And that bummed you out? You didn't talk to me for a week. You were so depressed.
I don't know. Sometimes.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Movies with people with lots of friends make me depressed.
Oh, no. He was fucking this really hot chick, and then he got her at the end. Oh, I'm so down.
You know, reality slaps me in the face. Like,
Honestly, I fantasize through most of my day because reality fucking sucks. So I try and live in that fantasy world as much as possible. I don't need to be subjected to the real world.
I mean, it's amazing how... So many things in life, you just like block the brain blocks out.
Yeah, we don't need to think about that shit.
I think that's what depression is. Your brain doesn't block shit out.
Yeah, you think about all the horrible things, and how are you gonna function like that? How are you gonna get through the fucking day?
Because most people, you know, for the most part, you know, 87% of the time, they don't think about dying, and they don't think about all the horrible things that go on in life. But
or just in the world in general, yeah. Or in your life specifically. Don't think about it. You know, do what you gotta
do. Depressed people, that's what they just...
Yeah, they dwell on that shit, and that's why they're fucking, you know, just kind of shuffling about.
That's why if you're in a movie, you could date your best friend. After you dumped her friend, because you're like, eh, don't need her.
Well, movies are fucking bullshit.
I don't know. But it was also a book.
You said, yeah.
It's loosely based on a true story.
Also a book. Did you know that?
Well, loosely based on a true story.
Yeah.
And came first, the book.
Or the true story?
Yeah.
The book. crazy enough. The book came first.
It's like that movie with John Candy, Delirious.
Yeah, good movie. That John Candy. He didn't think being that fat would catch up with him.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go yell at him.
You're fucking 400 pounds, asshole, and you think you're just going to live a nice, full life? You see, like, a 90-year-old 400-pounder wandering around? No. They fucking die young.
It's like, we're angry at him. Like, in the movie sometimes, when someone dies, the person's like, you son of a bitch! They start beating on the body because they're so angry.
Or the coffin at the funeral. Why? You fucking...
You asshole, why did you drink yourself to death?
Well, I mean...
You're strangling a corpse. Do you see how stupid that is? No. They don't even breathe.
You know what? You have every right to be angry. A person you love is dead, and they pretty much did it to themselves. Yeah, you should be angry.
Well, you don't have to beat it up.
Yeah, you do. That's what you do with anger. You hit someone. What else are you going to do with it? Keep it all inside? What's it doing there? Nothing. Hanging out? Please. Anger's for hitting.
Oh, and you know, in another movie, not a review, I guess I'll just mention real quick. I saw The Descendants with George Clooney. Jeff Clooney. Did you see that movie?
F fuckface Clooney. No. I didn't want to see it because he didn't look like his character was a cool guy in that. I don't want to see him if he's not a cool guy.
Yeah, they don't make him a cool... Like, he wasn't dumping girls after 6 months. He got a wife for a long time. And she cheated on him.
I'm going to believe that George Clooney is not a cool dude, not getting chicks.
Who would cheat on George Clooney?
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry. I know you have to suspend disbelief sometimes, but there's only so much I can do.
And his daughter was so hot. I'm like, in reality, he'd be dating her.
Yeah. Please, like, I've seen previews. Like, I got the general idea of the movie. I got the gist, but
it wasn't
I don't care.
To me.
I'm not into it.
You know, I thought, right, because when it came out, I was like, Oscar, you know, I'll talk about all the Oscars.
All the Oscar buzz, yeah.
And then I watched, like, yeah, all right, that was okay.
Yeah, probably critics, maybe. Maybe they liked it. They're kind of, you know, assholes sometimes.
I've seen better movies than Shut Up and Watch the Movie.
Yeah. You should, too.
Current episode out right now is... what is it?
Dead Sleep,
starring...
Mandy Moore.
The Blair Witch Project.
No, neither are in that.
The Linda Blair Witch Project.
Linda Blair, that's who's in that one. Yeah, check that out. Check out our full sodes, other mini-sodes, back episodes, future episodes. HotShowWizKids.com, it's all on
episodes
there.
Episodes you never that haven't been made yet.
Yeah, we haven't even recorded this shit yet. It's on there. Look into it. Check it
Weird.
Out. Yeah. All right. See you tomorrow.